enjoy living here for almost a decade and so have some knowledge of living in the USA and some of our shared responsibilities and interests. So I thought it might be very useful to explain why we're here and why we got to the point of looking at the international situation around the subject of the census, and indeed why we felt it was so important internationally that we wanted to talk about it. At Boston, at APHA last year, a number of organisations got together who had an interest in epidemiology, and I should say for full disclosure to you all that I am not an epidemiologist, and so therefore not the subject specialist. But we had some concerns in the UK about things that were happening, and we are also the hosts of the John Snow Society, and I know that all of you in public health have a great love for John Snow, as do we in the UK. So we feel a certain a reason. We have lots and lots of reasons to be concerned about this. So we had an informal meeting of our groups in a bar in the Conference Hotel in Boston. We had a fascinating discussion, and one area above all seemed to keep reappearing again and again. And that was government attitude to census. And I might say, and certainly in the UK's case, sometimes government's attitude to some data. In our conversations, we found out that dismantling of the census seemed to be happening, or even threatened to be happening, in many different countries. We began to wonder if this was a trend that should be talked about, commented upon, and perhaps advocated against, as we all believed that dismantling of collection of data, population data, was against the protection and the improvement of the public's health. An overarching issue on this subject is if you don't count it, you don't have to worry about it, and that's something that should indeed concern us all. If we don't know the specifics of our societal health and well-being issues, is the conclusion is that we won't have to do anything about it, we won't take any action. In political terms, if you don't have to do things if the public doesn't know about them. So with the growing health inequalities in Europe, and certainly here in the United States, we thought this was an issue worth pursuing and worth taking in more depth. So, to continue the discussion, we decided to form the O'Connor Group. And I thought you might be interested to see where we first had our conversation, because we couldn't think of a better name than the bar where we'd met to have our discussions. So that's why we're called the O'Connor Group. And you can see there all the learned groups that got together to have this discussion at that time. I would like to pay a very special thanks to Dr. Robin Taylor-Wilson, because without her we wouldn't have been having the discussions post our meeting in the O'Connor Bar. She organised all of these phone conferences, and actually it's very difficult to have phone conferences with international partners, because of course they're all going home when you're in the middle of your working day. So I think that her perseverance was fabulous. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm going to say a little bit about England and where we are, just to put it in some kind of context of the international situation for us. Most of you will know that in the UK, the Census Office of National Statistics, or the ONS in short, is our national organisation. It's responsible for a broad range of statistics on the population, society, and our economy, and actually has a huge number of outputs a year, about 650. But between 2008-09 and the end of this year going into next year, the ONS funding will have been reduced by 25%. The reason for that is the reason that you will hear from politicians everywhere: the age of austerity, every government department has to take its cut. and so very hard to disagree with that, as it turned out, but I think we put up somewhat of a fight. Of the £153 million that we spend on the census each year, 80% of our outputs are regulated, they're legislated for, i.e. they're mandated, you have to do it. So if you're going to cut something, you're going to cut the 20% that is not a regulatory or a mandated issue. And that was very important for us because the general lifestyle reports, which are particularly important in public health, are not in the regulated category, which put them very much at risk. If you're about to cut something in the United Kingdom, you have a consultation. Usually that takes around 2 to 3 months. And indeed, in this case, they did have a stakeholder consultation. And we had 666 responses to the consultation. So there were very interesting groups of people. So it was organizations, including the government's own departments, who were very worried about this because they're basing some of their spending on these census reports. Obviously, the non-governmental organizations and not-for-profits, but lots of regional and local bodies, and a lot from local government, and that's very, very important in England, because last year, in April 2013, 152 local authorities got the responsibility of public health. It moved from the NHS, effectively, into local government, and most of us were very pleased about it, but local government need the information to do their job. So, concern about this, and the majority of the respondents, you won't be surprised to hear, felt that the general lifestyle reports of the census published by ONS had a really high impact and that they should continue. So, in a sense, this was good news because everybody wanted them, but the ONS still had a problem. They needed to save some money. So the general lifestyle reports are smoking, drinking, general health, they're looking at granular detail in local authority level. So what they decided was that they would be on a, to reduce the cost, they would reduce the sample size by one third, and which was quite a big reduction, I think most of us felt. And they acknowledged that there would be a loss of precision of up to 25% in any given estimate because of this. So the smaller sample size and that key estimates would move from an annual to a two-yearly reference period. So the loss of precision of up to 25% should bother us greatly, and the reason it should bother us greatly is all the things that were discussed yesterday at the first excellent general session here at APHA, and that is about the health inequalities, which we're very, very concerned about. They're mandated in England to do something about. We need to know more details about them. So this is a problem. And we have an additional interesting problem, which you may or may not realize, and that with increasing devolution in the UK, we are now looking at different systems in Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. And sometimes they're counting things differently. So it's apples and oranges as opposed to apples and apples. And that's causing some consternation in certain parts of England. And I think what you're going to be seeing over the next few years is quite different trajectory on public health in the different countries in the UK as the Welsh Assembly and Stormont in Northern Ireland and the Scottish government become increasingly powerful in the system. By the way, the reduction in money, and I looked this up because I thought it would be quite interesting to say how much are we going to save by this, and it's £500,000, which is chunk change by government standards, as most of you know, but could make a very, very big difference to what we know. I would say that we are collecting data in different ways, and most of you will know that Public Health England came into business last year. They have a knowledge and intelligence unit, and they're doing some very good work in England, but it is just in England, it's not UK-wide, and again, for comparison purposes, it's going to make it very, very difficult for us. So we are concerned about it, and I for one am really looking forward to hearing what the experts from other countries have to say about this, and to hopefully help to stimulate some discussion about what collectively we might want to think about commenting upon and doing in this area. Thank you very much.